Many of us wonder what we can do for the communities we live in. Sometimes we feel alienated, even from our neighbors, and we just want to connect. We join a neighborhood watch or pay a visit to City Hall. In this next story, we meet three residents of West Oakland who are finding new ways to clean up their communities, literally. Reporter Charlie Mintz has this report from Chew on This, a new project coming this fall to KALW.
I'm driving through West Oakland with Amaka Agbo. She's policy director for the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, a nonprofit that works with low-income communities of color. We're headed for a street Agbo says shows a lot about the neighborhood and the people who live there.
Even despite the lack of investment and despite all the hardships that are hitting these communities, like foreclosures and schools shutting down and people losing their jobs, there's still a big effort to share resources, to pull together, collectivize, and support one another.
Earlier this year, Agbo helped organize the Ella Baker Center's annual Throwdown for the Town, an event where hundreds of Oakland residents volunteered for dozens of community projects. A big one this year was street cleanup.
So right now we're heading over to Mandela Parkway in West Oakland.
Block after block, we see trash strewn on the street. Mattresses, plastic bags, wood pallets. Then we get to the corner of 14th and Mandela. It's different. Totally clean.
The group reflected kind of the neighborhood itself.
Lanice Martin lives near the parkway. She says she was proud that the people cleaning up Mandela weren't outsiders. They were neighbors, like her.
It was a lot of, the group were black men. And so when people were walking past, it didn't look like some weird missionary thing. It looked like people taking pride in cleaning up their neighborhood.
Mandela Parkway is an important symbol of community solidarity in West Oakland. For more than four decades, this road was the site of the 880 freeway. When it opened in 1957, it bisected the neighborhood, and some say destroyed it. So when the Loma Prieta earthquake wrecked the overpass in 1989, community activists saw an opportunity. They successfully fought to relocate the rebuilt freeway to the edge of town, and in its place came the Mandela Parkway, two wide, one-way streets separated in the middle by a well-landscaped median of grass and sidewalk. On it, cyclists pedal and families push strollers. Lanice Martin says it matters that the parkway stays clean. It's a way of letting people know that they deserve clean streets.
One thing that I really did notice was while we were walking down the highway and picking up the garbage, people would stop by and like roll their cars down, and they would say thank you. Random people that were walking by would say thank you, maybe pick up a piece of paper too, just because they already saw it and they saw their neighbors doing it. And it's not that West Oakland or people don't take pride in their space, it's that... you can feel when people are thinking less of your community or something, and it kind of becomes internalized. You're right. And then I think us going in and cleaning it up, people are like, oh, it doesn't have to be like this, actually. You can have, like, a nice little like stretch of parkway, like, you know, some of the other parts of Oakland.
The cleanup effort didn't just stick to the main roads. It also took volunteers down side streets, like Chestnut, the site of a community garden operated by local food advocacy nonprofit People's Grocery.
Hey, my name is Larry Davis, and I'm originally living here in Oakland, California on 34th and Haven.
Larry Davis is a West Oakland native and a gardener at the People's Grocery Garden located behind the California Hotel. The space was once a club featuring top black performers like Little Richard and Sam Cooke. Now it's a site for low-income housing. As I approach, I see homeless people pushing carts down nearby blocks, and a woman urinating on the base of a street sign.
There is drugs in the area. There's low self-esteem in the area because a lot of people are homeless and they don't have anything. So what we try to do, we try to get involved with folks around here to the point to where you don't have to just give up.
Building the garden was one way to do that.
So that was one of our ways, is throwing down in the town and help greening out the block. So it's been working. We've got people coming by harvesting that's on a minute-to-minute basis now.
The garden is a lush spot with rows of collards and kale and squash. Outside on the sidewalk are recently installed planter boxes. That's where people can stop by and harvest food. The street around the boxes, though, still had problems with trash. Davis said that made it less inviting.
At nighttime, it gets sort of dark back here, so they were starting to use it for a dump spot.
It was a big point for us because that environment was just you know, sofas, tires, trash, garbage, everything was being dumped because it's right off of a freeway.
Jamoka Hinton Hodge works for People's Grocery and helped with the street cleanup. She says the hotel's residents hated the trash as much as anyone.
And yet at the same time felt like it was kind of this futile effort that, like, nothing could ever kind of change that environment.
Standing in front of the garden next to a planter box of kale, Larry Davis explains how he and the other volunteers decided to attack the problem.
We thought, like, how can we get this cleaned up? So that's the reason why we started putting up the art.
So they did these kind of 8-foot-high portrait pieces, and we focused on local heroes. So Mother Mary Wright is one of them. Huey P. Newton is one of them. And then we did one of Ella Baker, and of course one to Martin Luther King in honor of him as well.
So that we can have some history there, so when people would get ready to tag and say, hold it, you know, that's people that have done stuff, and like, let's take this somewhere else because this is meaningful right here. So if you notice, you can look on the whole block and there's no graffiti, and you have what we call fresh meat. When you have fresh wood up there, people always tag it, but you can see that it hasn't been tagged, and there's no more dumping. The dumping has been cleaned up.
Community members say the problem hasn't been solved. Not by a long shot. But in the area around the murals and nearby, where People's Grocery built planter boxes, the street is still clean. And it's become a more inviting place to be. Hodge is especially proud of the Mother Mary Wright mural. Wright was a longtime West Oakland resident who started feeding the hungry back in the 70s with extra money from her Social Security checks. She founded a charity that fed almost 500 people a day.
And as we were painting that particular mural, you know, residents came out from across the street and everything, and one kid kept looking at this photo, and he says, that looks like my grandma. And when they finished, realized that it was his grandma. So it was Mary Mother Wright's grandson who lives actually across the street.
Did he, like, get involved after that at all, I think?
He actually did, and he's still involved with helping us out.
For Davis and Hodge, a clean street is a step toward a revitalized neighborhood, one where a grandson reconnects with a legacy of service, and a community focuses on health and sharing. Back on Mandela, Lanice Martin says West Oakland can't fix its problems overnight, but that there's strength in working on them together.
Community service is somewhat of a bourgeois term, because survival for everyone else. You know, like, you are going to help each other out. We have an empty lot. One of the neighbors, they grow corn in that lot. They share the corn with all the neighbors. They make tamales. We have another neighbor, you know, like, she cooks. If she gets food from the food bank, then when she barbecues, it's for the block. They figured it out a long time ago without having access to money, without having access to, like, education. Like, you know, the people of West Oakland work together, and that's what I think is beautiful about it.
For Cross Currents, I'm Charlie Mintz.